You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
Now, being very patient and waiting on the other end of the phone line, Marie from the Visitor Information Centre. Good afternoon, Marie.
Hi, Johnny. Hi to all the listeners out there.
How are you today?
I am feeling a bit hot and sticky.
bit muggy, isn't it? Terrible.
Yeah. Mm. But got some good ideas for cooling off.
Oh, good.
Days anyway.
Good.
Yeah. Kicking off with this afternoon.
Yep.
There's a pool carnival happening right as we speak.
Yeah.
The pool. Well, it kicks off at 2 o'clock. So, yeah, just take along your bathers and a towel and a drink bottle, slip, slop, slap and all that. And yeah, the beauty of some of the smaller pools around Greater Shepparton, it's a lower cost admission price. It's $5.20 for adults and $3.70 for kids.
At Marina. That's not bad. Yep.
Yep. So, yeah, head down today and you get lots of extra for that. Inflatables, some games and lots more happening. So that's at the Maroopna Swimming Pool till 5 o'clock this afternoon.
That's fantastic, Marie.
Yeah. So there is a major event happening this weekend. Yay, how exciting it is that events are back. St George's Road Food Festival is happening in the twilight tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, so, and I think we're live broadcasting from there at the same time.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So, hopefully once, you know, the sun's starting to, get lower in the sky, you know, even we'll still be a bit humid, but, there'll be some fantastic food offer. That's the big thing about the St George's Road Food Festival. It's multicultural, so there are cuisines from lots of different nationalities.
Yeah, go and have a little taste. Yes, same, fantastic.
Many of the different populations from, that we have here in Greater Shepparton. I mean, you know, it's funny how, you know, some of the really hot and spicy food comes from some of the hottest countries in the world.
Exactly,
so
right, yep.
There's got to be something in it.
Yep.
Get down there and back
yep.
yourself. Some Indian or some, Mexican or who knows what could, spice things up for you. Part of the activities at the St George's Road Food Festival too is salsa in the park. So this is part of activities in the park, of course, but the local Shepparton salsa people are going to be giving you a chance to give it a try. It's a great dancing style, of course. It's a bit of a mixture of Latin and Afro-Cuban. Head down to St George's Road between 6 and 7 to see the demos and, maybe learn a few moves yourself.
Yeah, become a mover and a groover and have a go at it. No worries at all.
So everything wraps up there at St George's Road around 9 o'clock tomorrow night. But, certainly would be a lovely evening to wander around with all that happening.
Fantastic.
Of course, we have a regular Sunday market here in Greater Shepparton at Emerald Bank now, and that's from 8:30 till 1:30 on Sunday. Just a gold coin donation to get in there.
Yep.
Another place that you take the gold coin donation, of course, is Kidstown, and they're hosting a very interesting sounding activity this coming Sunday as part of activities in the park. It's called Noodle Cart Play. Now, I'd never heard of this.
So no, me neither.
I had to have a bit of a look at what it's all about. It looks to me like sort of giant Meccano or Lego or even like flat pack furniture assembly.
Right, yep.
But it's for kids, so up to 18-year-olds, and they just get let loose on some amazing looking bits and pieces of, hardware that they get to put together and shape and mould into, interesting different, mobile carts and, different bits and pieces of outdoor furniture type things. So that does sound like, something quite a bit of fun and a bit different.
Oh, it really does.
10 and 1 on Sunday.
Be able to get them away from those computer screens would be awesome.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Now, speaking of things that, do move, we have some exciting news, and it's probably already getting out there, that there are now pedal boats to be paddled on Victoria Park Lake here in Shepparton.
Oh, excellent.
So this is brought to you by Council's Active Living. The same team that brings stand-up paddleboarding have now invested in some pedal boats. So it's a very exciting opportunity to get down to the southern end of Victoria Park Lake near the canoe boat sheds there. You can make a booking and, take a 30-minute, ride around the lake on a pedal boat. So hire charges are quite reasonable. $20 gives you 30 minutes on the pedal boats. And you can just, take along your sunscreen, your hat. If you've got a life jacket, take that along as well, or they do have some available. But, there's lots of spaces for booking. You can check out the times, of course, on the Get Moving Shepparton website.
That sounds absolutely fantastic. Bring back a lot of memories. Sort of, number 7, come in, your time is up.
I can imagine, yeah. So that's, you know, just another great way to keep cool this weekend. I think out on the water would be a nice place to be when the weather's, yeah, so hot.
Absolutely sounds like a fantastic weekend coming up, Marie. It really does.
Yeah, so just make sure you slip, slop, slap, drink lots of water.
Yes.
And, yeah, keep cool. But that's, yeah, a big wrap-up of, yeah, things happening this weekend.
Fantastic,
and of course,
yep.
The visitor centre's always willing to give you lots more ideas of places to go and things to see and do. So we're open here every day at the SAM building on Victoria Park Lake between 9 and 5. That includes Saturdays and Sundays.
And that's the big square building right beside the railway crossing.
That is the one, yes.
Yep.
And you can look us up on the web, of course. Visit shepparton.com.au.
No worries, Marie. Thank you very much. Fantastic. Great to talk to you again. And we'll have to have a listen to our podcast as usual too, because Josh is doing a great job of that.
I'll have a listen in tomorrow night to St George's Road Food Festival.
No worries at all. Marie from the Visitor Centre, thank you very much. Absolutely fantastic. There we go. Thanks, Marie. Bye-bye for now. We'll talk next week. There we go. We're all done. Fantastic job there from Marie.
Hey, it's Elise Perry here for the McGrath Foundation. This summer, we're encouraging you to get out and host a Pink Stumps Day cricket match and raise much-needed funds for the McGrath Foundation. With your help, no one misses out on the care of a McGrath breast care nurse. When you register, you can receive a set of pink stumps or a kit for your match. Plus, by fundraising at your event, you can go into the draw to win some fantastic prizes. To register, visit pinkstumpsday.com.au.
Do you need it knocked over or smashed up? Keith McRae Demolitions are your demolition and environmental cleanup specialists. Equipped with EPA trucks and a mobile concrete crusher, they're also licensed asbestos removalists. Call into their yard where they stock a huge range of secondhand timber, steel, aluminium windows, all at super secondhand prices. Call Crowbar Demolitions today on 58299413.
Sponsors of 1FM.
If the best places are the toughest to reach, the KTM 890 Adventure R is the right machine to take you there. Boasting a new engine with increased capacity and added performance, this is a serious travel-capable off-road motorcycle ready for extreme escapes off the beaten track. With stock available now for immediate delivery, book your demo today with the GB's home of KTM, Shepparton Motorcycles. Contact Brendan and the team at Shepparton Motorcycles, Purcell Street, Shepparton, and visit shepparton.mpe.com.au. LMCT
11819. 1FM sponsor.
North Vic Ag Contracting offer agricultural services right across the Goulburn Valley. We come to your farm and have both round and large square balers. Whether it's mowing, raking, tethering, pit silage, wrapping or harvesting, North Vic Ag Contracting have the gear and the manpower to get your job done right at some of the GV's best prices. Call for a quote today and book now to beat the rush and avoid disappointment. Call North Vic Ag Contracting now on 0476 137 216. That's 0476 137 216.
1FM sponsor.
A 1FM community service announcement.
Now, CFA data reveals that 22 people died in preventable Victorian house fires in 2020. Most of those fires started at night between 9 p.m. and 6 a.m. in the morning, and 72% started in the living rooms and bedrooms. These tragic deaths reinforced the need to install interconnected smoke alarms, where one alarm activates all the alarms. Remember, you should test your smoke alarm monthly. Use a broomstick, press the button on your smoke alarm and hold it until the alarm beeps 3 times. You should dust the smoke alarms regularly, and they need replacing every 10 years. And all smoke alarms must meet Australian Standard AS 3786. You can learn more at www.cfa.vic.gov.au. Silence is deadly. And this has been a community service announcement on Live and Local 1FM.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.